It's getting close to election time, and there's a lot of variables, obviously, and a lot of things being thrown up in the air, a lot of balls in the air. And to sort it out, we got Dr. Randy Short. He's a writer, of course, a historian, a researcher, social media worker, justice worker, social action minister. And, he's on the cutting edge of a lot of things. Very good friends with Roger Stone. We'll talk about that and helping him. It's a pleasure always to have him in his perspective. Welcome back to the Power Hour, Dr. Short. I'm doing very good. I'm excited to talk to you even more so than usual because of a couple, three things we're going to discuss. Let's start with Roger first. Obviously, he didn't get acquitted or pardoned by Trump. He got his sentence transmuted.
A commutation, right.
Yeah, commutation, transmuted, mm-hmm. Commutation. How is Roger doing? Where are we with all that?
Well, Roger, he's got his mojo back. What Roger's focusing in on doing what he can do, I believe, to help our president win against the swamp creatures, the freak state, deep state, globalists. And the other thing is that Roger would not get a fair process from, his judge, the one that looks like Dustin Hoffman and drag. I mean, it looks like it's Tootsie Fart 2. Really,
I know what you're saying.
Those people are evil, and then he's not going to get fair. He wouldn't get, literally, you go back to people that lied on you that had the black woman that looked like Buddha with Chaka Khan earrings on. This is the thing. So why would he go back and try to do that now? So Roger's moving on. He's out everywhere, blowing things out, and I hope he's getting paid for and pushing books and things like he needs to. And he did do nothing wrong. And if you look at what's happening, it's come out that perhaps Bannon and Gates and the other people that lied to him on Roger and in court are now being investigated for lying to Congress. I mean, so Roger has to be. I mean, he's probably on the floor eating popcorn, laughing. I mean, at how all these people hung him out to dry, and he's sort of like a Russian, give me T-34 tank running over crowds and at Stalingrad right now.
So he's got to be feel vindicated, got to be relieved. I mean, that's got to be a 10,000-pound weight on your chest when you have the Justice Department.
And the fine dropped and all that. I think he feels great. The only thing is, and I hope someone gets to high people, Roger Stone is basically a genius. I don't want to use that because he's such a genius at going after the fraud Democrat candidates that they have running. I mean, this would be for him, it's like a kid riding a bike to expose, I mean, Kamala Harris, who looks like Jo Morton off of Scandals. She does, and she's got the same wrinkles in her forehead. And then, of course, creepy, sleepy Jim Crow Joe. Who do you think would be able to just punish them, I mean, for fun? And a fraction of the cost of these television ads that aren't going to reach anybody. Roger Stone should be getting a big fat check, and he should be put in. In fact, somebody should come to me and have us do what we need to do to get our president to hold that seat, keep him there, and not put this tramp and this mass incarceration, amnesiac, dementia, bigot. Let him retire. I mean, he looks sleepy and tired. He looks like Dracula, who's lost all the speech and formula.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Dr. Short. The campaign, obviously there was some, I don't know what the word is, one of the people who was key to Trump getting elected in 2016 on the internet side. He has since been replaced because of that incident at the campaign meeting there where they kind of got duped by people ordering tickets and not showing up. So he got fired. I'm not sure. What is the state of the campaign as you see it now, as Roger sees it?
I think Roger will say to you, a lot of the folks are trust fund babies. They know each other. I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with being wealthy and affluent, but not really knowing the people in middle America, not knowing how you can get, Rasmussen says almost 40% of black folks like Trump. Hell, let's make certain 40% turnout to vote against these people.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. They've not worked on presidential campaigns. He's been working on them since the early 70s. They don't know what they're doing. And Pascal didn't even vote for Trump in 2016. How do you have people that don't even vote for the man have a job? And that's going to be offensive, Daniel. It's called white privilege, and it stinks. I would rather them have a diverse group of people who believe in the president than have folks say, well, I'm in the same demographic as you. I don't know what I'm doing, but I am in charge. We can do better than that.
Well, you're asking some good questions. I mean, we haven't even talked about the whole Black Lives Matter thing that is now. What is that doing for the black? I mean, you have your finger on the pulse of the black community much more than I do, certainly. What does Black Lives Matter mean from what you've seen to the black community?
Well, it means get out of my community. If you haven't seen what's happened in Chicago, there have been two times that Black Lives Matter has tried to go into black communities, and they've been mobbed. They need the police to save them. The folks don't want them in our neighborhoods burning up stuff, tearing up stuff. They're scum. We don't like them. Most of the people, like 9/10 of the people in Black Lives Matter aren't black, and the 10% we really can't stand. I mean, they're sexually confused Marxist traitors. We don't want them in our neighborhood. So basically, notice, the minute that Trump said no more statues get turned down, it's federal, and going to lock people up, those chumps disappeared. If it was really this revolutionary fervor, then they would have kept doing it even if they went to jail. In the civil rights movement, the people said, we're not afraid of your jails. People who really wanted to get rid of Jim Crow says, I know you're going to put me in jail. I know you're going to beat me. I know you're going to stick a dog on me, but this has to change. These chumps are paid, subversive, degenerate traitors. I mean, shoot, they need a big suite for them in Hotel Guantanamo.
The whole, I don't know how to say this, the whole perception of what the black community, what they think, it's really changed over the last 5 years in my perception. I mean, you've kind of been at this for a long time. Do you see that the black community is flipped? The black community is sick of all this BS. They want something different, or am I just seeing things?
Well, yes. If you sit down and you think about it, even the fake news says that only 1 in 7 of these Black Lives Matter folk are black. If that many, says that it used to be more. They have even fewer than what they did 4 years ago. What we really wanted was what Trump was talking about. We want infrastructure, jobs. I mean, there were jobs until Fauci and these people did all this stuff to shut the country down. Things were moving forward. Unemployment's going down. Folks are coming out of jail, for God's sakes, and getting help instead of being told, well, you know, you're a black criminal and you've messed up your life. We're going to let you out. You'll be back in 2 weeks. Trump comes up with a way, with the second step program, where people don't have to be criminal recidivists. We're talking about black folks not having to be criminal recidivists. And then this stuff happens. So he is not a perfect man, but he is a good man. He's not always the sharpest person on certain issues. No president is, but he's a great president. And he's a man. We're kind of tired of feminism. So the black community is now, in my view, is moving where it's going to sound more like, say, the rest of America. I mean, look, Obama is the Pied Piper of LGBTQ and illegal immigration and screw black folks and take their votes. And people are sort of tired. I mean, he was like a big crack party where everyone wakes up in jail later. We regret that. A lot of us do feel like it was a big failure. We got duped. Obama didn't deliver. And Michelle Obama, looking like Rick James with a short haircut with no mustache at the DNC, that doesn't mean anything to us. What has Michelle Obama done other than get rich, claim to be the mother of two kids she didn't have, and she also lies about that big birth certificate her husband has? No, there's no such race as African. Okay, it's black, it's colored, it's mulatto, it's white, it's Caucasian, it's Asian, but it's not African-American. Nobody had that on their birth certificate in the 1960s. And I regret that President Trump was compelled to apologize. And so, you know, he shouldn't have even been the person that burst like that belongs in a, you know, and Madame Tussauds wax museum more so than the White House.
One of the things that people, and it's right in front of your face, you can go to blacklivesmatter.com, go to the About section, and this is among other things. This tells you what they think. I'm going to read to you what their kind of their platform is. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other's extended families and villages. We foster a queer-affirming network when we gather. So we do so with intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. I mean, they're telling you they're destroying the nuclear family and the idea of heterosexuals.
But in particular, the black nuclear family, in the name of helping black people, same way they're burning neighborhoods down, destroying stuff. They knocked down Frederick Douglass's statue. I guess they thought he was a white supremacist, too. I mean, these people, yeah. I mean, just really, come on. These people can't tell their own rectums from a manhole cover. Okay, how are they going to lead us anywhere? Who are these people? We don't know them. Do you understand that they take people all over the country to disrupt, and they work with Antifa? And Antifa, in prison, they're stabbing the homies because they work for the Aryan Brotherhoods behind bars. And when they come out from behind bars, they go in and burn the black neighborhoods. And they're like, hey, let's free black people. Yeah, let's burn down the library. Yeah, let's burn down the black church, too. Oh, they don't really need it anyway, right? So they like live music. So it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. These people are they want to use black people as Saul Alinsky and George Soros and others. There's a gentleman by the name, I think it's Leonard Patterson. You can find his speech on YouTube. The Communist Party in the 1920s began to plan to use black people who betray and trick and swindle black people into becoming the vanguard, or at least the cannon fodder for a revolution to destroy the United States, in which black people would be exterminated and these people would achieve control over the country. I mean, I'd rather pick cotton than do what they're talking about. Okay? Quote me.
I think what you just said is extremely important, and let's not gloss over it. Leonard Patterson was you correct me if I'm wrong, he was a communist leader and a speaker in the, I don't remember the decade. You said the 20s. I assume
that's
right.
No. In the 40s. 30s,
in the 40s. Okay. And he made the point about blacks. They were going to use black people as kind of the in-between, as the cannon fodder to start a racial riot and division, and to use them basically to destroy them to further their agenda for a communist America. I mean, just lay that on the line. That's exactly what they said. Am I correct?
That's what yes, sir. And to take over and trick, it's not everybody, to get those people who were perverse and confused and opportunistic and cynical and sociopathic and psychopathic, to set them up as leaders in the black community, like what they have with Angela Davis. I always say she went from wearing a black bush to eating a white one.
Ooh. Mic drop on that one. Let me ask you about the NBA then. The NBA, their ratings are tanking. I don't want to be lectured about social justice, Black Lives Matter, right in front of their.
Well, NBA should stand for Negro Buffoon Association. Those guys are well paid. If you don't like it, look, they've got enough people. Start your own black league. I mean, but if to go in, who wants to see all that? And why? We don't even like Black Lives Matter. It's not even our organization.
Exactly.
James,
that's my question.
LeBron James may do a lot of good. He sasses the president too much. Try that in another country and see what kind of league you'd be in. This country's free when you can sit up and talk about the president like he's a sack of potatoes in a porn factory. There's just no way. So these people are being encouraged to disrespect the leadership of this country. And on top of that, we don't like Black Lives Matter. I told you I stopped going to church. A lot of people don't go to church anymore. We don't want to hear all this stuff. Black Lives Matter, I have to say this to you, they have hundreds of millions of dollars that they've been given by people who are not black, because let's be honest, black folks don't fund our own stuff. We have some real house cleaning. You know how you go to someone's house and you can see like there's a brown ring around the toilet stool? That's black people's dealing with one another and getting our issues solved. I always say it's a pitiful man who expects us that our system exists, all that other stuff. But what about black self-hatred, black-on-black crime? Black folks not investing money in their schools, not buying from it, not doing stuff that you see. Even the illegals that come over here can't speak English, cooperate. We're all scattered at each other's throats. And it's racism. What about black racism? And I'm telling you, there is a black racism. Proof of that is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Maxine Waters. The only thing she produces is wrinkles.
Let me ask you what the black community, from your perspective, thinks about abortion. Because I'm just appalled that
it's
more
murder.
Black babies.
It's murder.
Well, I'm appalled.
It's
that
murder. It's murder. It's murder, but you have to understand, Jesse Jackass and the other people, if you want to be in black leadership, you have to get money from Emily's List. If you're a black woman, that means you have to be for LGBTQ, pedophile rights. You got to be for baby killing. If you want to make it in Democratic circles, you've got to be for eugenics and black baby killing. There's no other way to make it. And it gets even better. Now, if you go into the ministry, there's a group of, you know, that big, fat, greasy preacher who has a jury girl. I don't know where he still gets the kids from, because it's like the 21st century. I thought the jury girls were out in the 90s. You know, Reverend Barbecue, Reverend William Barber, the big, fat one that needs a whole center row of an airport to fly around the country and tell lies. I mean, you're talking about the Poor People's Campaign. We need to have something about People in Shape Campaign. And he could be the poster child for what it looks like not to take care of yourself as a black man. That guy, that greasy pig, and others have a thing called the National Congress of Black Churches, and they've effectively made the black church, 8 of the 9 largest black churches in the country, support abortion, the pedophile movement, and LGBTQ.
Wow.
Everything, and they're always against, yes, it's true, they should be unfunded. They should have their tax-exempt status stripped from them. We don't want it, which means that the heart of our people has had a grenade put in it. And it's all the little crooked preachers, Sharpton, you name them, when they're on television. If you see them on CNN, they're basically kissing the penis ring of that trick, Billy Porter. You saw the little disgusting guy? It looked like a black Bill Clinton, the one that was with the thing on the first night of the Democratic convention. This is we don't want this stuff.
Right,
they're afraid to talk to us. They're afraid to find out. And the Democrats are scared. You know what the next thing they're going to do? They're going to probably try to make Fat Albert a Secretary of State to think that they could reach the young vote. It's ridiculous.
We got a couple minutes before the break, and let me ask you, and this is not a black question, this is an America question, because the same things that you're bringing up for the black community, I see them in the white community, I see them in the American community. At some point, when do we look in the mirror and say, the problem is not out there, the problem is our supporting all this? Why are we giving our attention? Why are we giving our money? Why are we listening to anything these people are telling us? When will we wake up to that fact?
When we repent, if my people call by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, whether it's racism, whether it's black self-hatred against ourselves, when we say, God, I need you, I'm wicked, I'm degenerate, I'm nothing without you, help me to love my neighbor, help me to not steal, help me to love you first, help me to love my neighbor, help me to not want to fornicate everybody like this Cardi B trash that Kamala Harris considers her favorite artist that Joe Biden's talking to. God, save us from ourselves. My skin color can't save me. My genealogy, my heritage, my money, only Jesus Christ. Christ and Christ alone, Scripture and Scripture alone. We don't need evolution. We don't need feminism. We don't even need this silly black folks into all sorts of stupid antiquity or whatever and spaceships. We need Jesus Christ, and we need them quick, fast, in a hurry.
What is going to happen with the NFL season starts in, I don't know, a couple weeks? The NBA ratings are plunging. I think people are tired of getting lectured about Black Lives Matter. When the NFL players, I'm sure they're going to kneel for the national anthem or not come and stand
or
whatever.
I almost prefer, the kneeling to the black trans cheerleaders. Hey, look, what's that bouncing and what's bouncing in their trousers? Well, don't say that. He's a woman. Okay, so yes, I don't want to see, you know, a dude jumping up, you know, pretending. Oh, I almost have breath. I mean, you know, I don't exercise. I mean, really, it's all becoming pathetic.
Do you think these leagues are going to kill? We got 1 minute to the break. Do you think these leagues are going to really kill themselves by getting behind this Black Lives Matter movement? Because I think
they're already dead. If they cared about black lives, they wouldn't want to be subsidized by poor cities that take money from the poor to help the folks from who are rich come and eat overpriced hot dogs and drink gut-busting sodas and watch drugged-out, bombed-out athletes who are overpaid play. Who cares anymore? I mean, it's not even fun. Remember, sports and all, even the music people used to be cooler when they made less money and actually knew what they were doing.
All great points. I can't dispute anything that you just said. Cardi B, by the way, and but wasn't she a prostitute at one time in her life? And now she
was. She still is. I mean, and we probably will have one as the vice president if we don't get people out to the polls. We got to talk about that, Cardi B.
God. Yes, on the other side. There's the music. Sure. On the other side. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Cardi B, the DNC, what are we looking at? And a story about John Lewis that I'm sure you will want to hear. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, Dr. Randy Short.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with The Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And a big part of that is your health and your vibrancy and who you are. Big Pharma is not your friend. Do you not know that by now? This whole construct has been used to control, manipulate, divide, and conquer your health, your freedom. It's up to you. It's up to God. And you got to be aligned in all these things. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, a wide variety of products, all the maca. You want vitality? Get that maca, the Vitamir, and also T-shirts. We got some new fantastic T-shirts. Check those out. Go get some toothpaste and a T-shirt. It's fantastic. And, of course, heart drops and the like, all at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. And you're welcome for what we do also. Great guests like Dr. Randy Short, who's, some people are rubbed the wrong way with Randy. I don't care. I love Randy. I love people's opinions who are real, who are straightforward. And at this point in time, at what juncture, how bad will it have to get before you look at these people that are being put on TV and being these bleach blonde bimbos that are lecturing you about all these things? At what point are you going to see them for what they really are? That they're actors, that they're liars, that they're actively pursuing your destruction. When are we going to see it? Why should we give them respect? Why shouldn't we call them names? Why should we treat them like they're part of respectable society? Why should we? Dr. Randy Short. Why should we, Doctor?
We shouldn't, and we should be aggressive. The scriptures say, tell the truth in and out of season. So while it's fake news season, we'll tell the truth. It's the same way someone called me and says, you know, I sent you a picture, and Roger Stone had his hands looking a certain way, which means he's a white supremacist. What do you say to that? I said, well, I love Roger Stone. He's my brother. And it says, and if he's a white supremacist, okay. But you know what? Barack Obama's a white supremacist, and you love him. So I'll have my white supremacist. You have yours. I like mine better.
We're talking about the black support of Trump. And in the campaign,
yes.
Polls are saying it's in the 30s somewhere. You say
yes.
Among black men, it might be even higher.
It is higher. It's about 50%. I saw another poll that said about 48% of black men support Trump. Look, Donald Trump, I don't know if you saw it. I have friends of street activists in Chicago. They've been begging for Trump to come to Chicago. There are a lot of people who love Trump because he's let people out of jail who shouldn't have been there. They actually love Donald Trump. Donald Trump
wow.
has a very strong support among black men. And trust me, when I have family and people that don't talk to me, when you support Trump, it's like a religion. You have to give up friends and family, and folks have refused. They won't get off the Trump train because they see it going somewhere they want to go.
Why is your family? Hey, Dr. Short, why is that the family so aggressive? The black, especially black families, it seems like, are so aggressive against other family members who support Trump. Why?
It's what the Democrats have done. Remember Johnson said, we're going to make black folks Democratic voters for the next 200 years.
Well, that's not the word he used. That's not the word he used.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say it. I mean, I don't want to, like, start a bad person on your show. Then they'll come after you the same way that they lied. Mo Kelly lied on Roger Stone out in Los Angeles. So I don't want to say, they'll say you said it. And they won't let me give a deposition to say I said it.
Yeah.
And I use the word quite a bit, and life will continue. Okay?
Tell me about that. You know, we're not going to say the word. Johnson said, we'll have these N-word, fill it in, you can use your imagination. We'll have these voting Democrat for the next 100 years. What is the fascination with that word? It's like it's being used as a weapon between the black and white community or something.
Well, it is a word of a weapon, but you know what? Here's the thing. It's what people do with Trump. And I said, you know, I really don't care what people say. I care about what people do. I grew up outside of Washington, and people use that word so much. I don't know. I got used to it. And not that I love it, but people are gonna say what they're going to say. Okay? I mean, Jewish people have heard insults for thousands of years. And so, and show me a community that's more successful than many Jewish people. So you can learn how to take pain and make it into power. And so say, ooh, if anyone, I'm a big, grown black man. I bench press 800 pounds. If someone says the N-word, I cry and I've got to become, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer or some mass killer because someone used the word. And yet I don't pay child support. I beat my wife. I kick my pit bull. I'm nasty to everyone, right? But someone says one word, and then I fall to pieces. Give me a break. Now, you asked me a question. What happens is there's a dependency, and the fact that the Democrats have made black people a vassal colony to them. And in particular, they have people like that amphibian-looking broad, the one that looks like Pepe the Frog, Maxine Waters. And the late John Lewis, who, oh my God, that funeral was longer than the Great Wall of China. I mean, really. I mean, I'm sorry.
What is the deal with John Lewis? They act like because he knew Martin Luther King, he is a saint or something. I didn't quite get it.
Well, he wasn't a saint, and I'll tell anybody that John Lewis's wife had a fight with him. The one time I was in his house, and what I sense is that John Lewis had a double life, and his wife thought that he had brought me in to do gay stuff. That's real talk. I stand by what I say. John Lewis was a very nice and personable person if you met him, but his congressional district where black people live looks like a Rodeo Drive with a Hiroshima makeover. Okay, he didn't do anything other than make monuments to the living. John Lewis was a failure. John Lewis and that little Uncle Ben's with no hat congressman from South Carolina, Clyburn. They're responsible for getting the mass incarceration bill through Congress that's destroyed
yes.
black people.
Yes.
And so, I mean, John Lewis is, and Maxine Waters, so three, they're the three, musketeers of black mass incarceration in Congress. And none of them will be great. John Lewis wasn't great. No one wears a John Lewis t-shirt or hat in the black community. Maybe a John Lewis condom if you're queer, but there's nothing that you're going to wear. But, I mean, who wouldn't want John Lewis's face on anything? I mean, you could use him as a safety sticker to keep kids from drinking household chemicals. Really?
Let me ask you about this. You had a story about John Lewis and they were going to make a bridge to him or something and people were protesting. Discuss that for a minute if you would.
Well, I will tell you, I'm friends with the people. The folks down in Alabama, my auntie, who John Lewis was the best man at her wedding, her name is Kalia Clark. She was the special assistant to Medgar Evers. So I have it on high account. And I need to say this. You know, the Black Panthers beat his behind in the late 60s. Even the black people beat up John Lewis, okay? There's nothing more radical than the Black Panther. That's a fact. Look, there are people down. There are a lot of people who suffered. John Lewis, I don't know. I think he probably enjoyed getting beat by the people. I mean, maybe he's into BDSM. I mean, it goes with the lifestyle. I mean, he talks about getting beat so much. I knew, and C.T. Vivian's like my movement grandfather. And the 25 years I knew C.T. Vivian, him being beaten only came up once, and it's because I brought it up. He never mentioned it. He didn't talk about getting beat. John Lewis used that as basically a hustle. The white folk beat me hustle, right? When there are people who got killed, like I know Fred Hampton Jr., there are people that died. Martin Luther King got, he wasn't a martyr. He's a wannabe. Look at him. He's like an Afrocentric Mr. Tudball. Remember the Carol Burnett show? I mean, come on. And I mean, his mouth is full of malapropisms. I know kids from single-parent households in the projects more articulate than John Lewis. He was a toady. He was basically a human version of Old Yeller to the democratic fascists, neoliberal hypocrites. That's who he was.
Let me ask.
I don't care who doesn't like it.
Let's transition a little bit. I think that's a big story about John Lewis that people actually, they don't want a bridge named after him. They don't.
Because other people suffered. Other people went through. Jimmie Lee Jackson died. Lots of people died. Lots of people got beat. John Lewis is a consummate narcissist. It's all about him. When I was marching with Martin Luther King, when we got to the Amethyst Bridge, the people that beat us, they beat us. I was beat so bad. I was beat so many. It was like a broken record. I think that John Lewis's comments about him being beaten has been played more than Michael Jackson's Billie Jean song. Like, we're sick of hearing it.
Let's transition to the DNC, speaking of plantation owners or communist organizations or whatever you want to call it. That's, to me, that's the Democratic National Party. We have
Joe
Biden.
Angela Davis endorses them. I mean, she's basically a commie whore, and she really likes Kamala. I wonder why, and then they probably know each other. Did you see that video of Kamala marrying the two lesbians? She looked like she wanted to be the third wheel. I mean, come in. Tell us, show us how you really feel.
I don't know anything about that. Really.
I'll send you the video.
But you can say,
go ahead.
Me.
I mean, she's so excited. She's like, oh, man, she's like ready to like kiss the brides, too. I mean, you guys have a card.
Let me ask, okay, Kamala Harris, what's your, obviously, we're kind of getting a sense of it. What's your choice or your thoughts on Kamala Harris's VP?
I went to Howard with her. Those Dominicans, I'll use the word, they used to call black Americans Yankee N-words. That's what they called us. That's what they called us.
Hmm.
Okay, at least I just get called the N-word by white Americans, and they don't like me, or my brother, what's up, new? But I have to have a Yankee on there.
Mm.
So it's not like black brother or sister, but like they're foreign invaders. Kamala Harris, has gotten further on her back than anybody except for Madonna.
Whoa.
Okay, and her proper pronunciation of her name is Kamala, not Kamala. That's black folks trying to make it pretty. It's Kamala, okay? And that's what she's done with Lily Brown and others, is come.
Cardi B, where does Cardi B fit in all that? I mean, they're aligning themselves
Cardi B is basically like Madonna. And what's that one, the really crazy one that used to be Hannah Montana, and then she just went
Miley,
over the...
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. They're the soulmates of this this movement of degenerate women, what I call radical lesbian nihilistic feminism. You know, I'm going to use the word, forgive me, but... Cardi B, along with this woman who looks like Gary Coleman in drag named Stallion, are leading this movement to encourage young black girls in particular to be whores, and it's called the Wet Ass Pussy Movement.
Oh, whoa, that's a little...
Cardi B is a Dominican. The Dominicans are very confused people. I have Dominican roots, by the way. Dominicans think that they're Indian. It's like the country's like 95% black, but you can't tell them that. If you want to make friends with Dominican, tell them that they're Indian or they're white, even if they're pitch black. Remember Sammy Sosa? He looked like Bill Cosby, and then he started looking like Michael Jackson with bulimia. That's the Dominicans. So add Sammy Sosa's hatred of his own skin color to Cardi B wanting to be a whore, having a transvestites rape her black idiot customers, and Joe Biden's talking to her about what black people need. Now, you know that Joe Biden is fascinated by trans, and he said that's his priority. And I would just repeat what my godbrother told me, who's a minister, an AME minister. He used to work with a person who was a drag queen who used to call on his cell phone and do phone sex in front of him with Joe Biden.
What?
Yes. And then this man gets killed.
Hold on.
I stand by what it is. Joe Biden used to be called on his personal cell number by a drag queen that my godbrother used to work with as a minister, and he would do phone sex, and the man claimed, this is what he claimed, that he had affairs with Joe Biden and Obama.
Wow.
And if you go back and you look at all these people that died, three men died in Chicago.
Wow.
And Larry Sinclair, you know, the one, I used to talk to Larry periodically, he put out a book on Obama, I guess, to keep from being killed, to cover up for Obama's double life. Come on, those kids don't look like him. Those kids look as much like him as Hillary Clinton looks like Mao Zedong. Okay? They don't look like him.
No, they don't. I agree.
And Michelle Obama does look like Rick James, and a little bit like Patrick Ewing and Rick James, soup and poles. I mean, really.
Where is this going? What are solutions? Obviously, voting for Trump is fighting against this system. But
we need a revival. We need a real, genuine, spirit-filled revival, a great awakening in America. We need hydroxychloroquine. We need to see Fauci and Gates in jail. We need to have the social media handled. Trump and them need to empower the grassroots, empower people who believe in God. If you can have the bars and the abortion clinics open, then for God's sakes, open up the churches.
I couldn't agree more. It's ridiculous. It's insane.
They've shut people off from God. They want to take us down.
We've talked to a lot of our guests that basically this is a communist organization against this country, divide and conquer and transformation.
Sure.
That's their goal.
Sure.
And do you see that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And tearing down statues. Look, I want your prayers. You know, I have an ancestor. It was John C. Breckinridge. He was Secretary of War for the Confederacy, of which I am proud. And was vice president of the country and came second place behind Lincoln. our first black president. I don't want the statue torn down. I know it's like to go and take pictures of my ancestor's statue. I don't have to agree with everything that my ancestor did. He's mine. It's a part of history. Somebody in my family made it. Somebody in my family was almost president. I don't care if they're white. I don't care. It's mine. It's our history. They're destroying our history so we don't know where from whence we come, so we don't know where we're going. There's no freedom if you don't know who you are. A person with amnesia isn't free. A person with schizophrenia isn't free. A person with dementia, Joe Biden, isn't free and definitely doesn't belong in the White House. He'll turn into the Oral Office. A little creep.
You know, let me divert a little bit. One of the things that Joe Biden said, he'll use executive order. Kamala Harris, he'll use executive orders to take people's guns. What does the black community, from your perspective, think about guns?
We love them. Did you grow up with the Klan and the Nazis? I wouldn't be here if my ancestors didn't have guns. The Civil War wouldn't have worked if they hadn't put guns in black men's hands. We wouldn't have been safe from the Nazis or Tojo without guns. What are they talking about?
We're not safe
from our black criminals. We got black scum. We need to shoot them. Don't shoot enough of them. That's why we have a problem. We don't have enough guns. What we need is hate control and racial terrorism control and gang control and let people have all the guns they want. If I'm not, guns don't hurt people. Sinners who are killers and thieves hurt people. Keep them guns. And something else they want to do. They want to give amnesty to 11 or 12 million illegals. Shoot. Kamala put innocent men on death row who are black, but you're going to let these illegals in here. Talk about racial discrimination. She's the biggest racist and she's the biggest whore that's ever gotten the kind of power. I don't want a Brahmin Indian who's a Hindu who hates Christianity and blacks, and if truth be told, if you're a Christian and you're white, she don't like you either. She shouldn't be in the White House. In fact, you know what? Let her reconcile and let Willie Brown be her third wheel in this makeup fantasy world wedding that she has with this dude whose firm does business with Jeffrey Epstein's people. Leave us alone.
What? Okay, let me ask you about Bill Clinton. When are people going to realize Bill Clinton was like a frequent flyer on the Lolita Express with Epstein Island and just cancel him out? And I mean, how can he be legitimate at this point?
I wouldn't use flyer as the F word that he was on the plane.
He was on there an awful lot. I mean, that.
And that's the flying. What about just going to the mansion and other places in New Mexico? And Hillary's on it too. Come on, look at her. Come on. I tell people she looks like the old James Cagney with the bad hair day. I mean, if you look like Hillary, you would do something. You'd probably be a little twisted too if I looked like her. And her voice sounds like she's got some sort of hair ball, and I don't know where the hair came from in her throat.
How is this going to shake down, Dr. Short, in the election coming up? Is Trump going to win? How's America? Are we going to be?
I believe that Trump is going to have a Truman beats Dewey. If we can get three things to happen. One thing, I'm surprised. They've been doing this for 4 years. It's called white shaming, making people ashamed of being white. And so proof that you're a cool, really cool white person that's good and you don't wish to vote Democrat, vote for sodomy and pedophilia and killing the babies and giving the illegals everything. Yeah, right? They've shamed people into not being able to see that Trump is right most of the time. And he's doing his best, and he's trying to keep his word. He's the only president I've seen keep his word. The biggest liar I've ever seen is Obama. Him and Nixon should have been twins. I mean, actually, I think Obama's better than Nixon. The other thing is that the social media, our freedom of speech, as well as our right to defend ourselves by having firearms, must be protected. And then third, we need to find a real movement to empower people who can reach into the communities that have been divided by this identity Marxist identity politics that they also had in Russia, where every people had their own little country within the Soviet Union that's still commie, but you can have your little Tajik communist section, and you can have your Kazakh communist section as long as you're communist. They've cantonized the American people. We have to undo that by investing in people like me who can go into a room full of black people and say, I've been an activist, and I've had people in my family be activists. In fact, Nat Turner's in the family, along with John C. Breckinridge. I've got the crazy, we all have this, I'm legitimate when I tell you Trump is the person. They don't have that. And the black voices for Trump, a lot of these people, they're ineffective. They're useless. They're only talking to white folks. They're not talking to black people. And I'll tell you something. If Donald Trump champions Section 3, HUD Section 3 monies, which would put billions of dollars into the hands of American people in areas that are suffering, that would put millions of people to work. And in fact, to do forensic audits of all these Democratic machine cities, and I swear, lock them up. And for me, lock some up for the black people, like Larry Dykefoot in Chicago. You know, the one that looks like an Afrocentric Beetlejuice? She looks like Beetlejuice, man. She does. She belongs in jail. Why is she not locked up? Trump sends money to Chicago. Where does it go? It doesn't reach the black people. They wouldn't be selling dope if they got the money. Lock those dogs up. Stop thinking that when a black politician gets busted for fraud, it's racism. They hate poor black people's guts. Jail them. Jail them.
There's the music, Dr. Short. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I mean, people may think you come off harsh or whatever. I don't know. At what point, what do you call these people? Ladies and gentlemen, they're not legitimate. They're illegitimate, no. And they're in your face all the time. At what point do you stand up and call, you know, call them what they are? Dr. Short will do it.
November 3rd, 2020, do it.
Hey, Dr. Short, how can we support you? What can we do to support you?
Right now,
quickly,
we need
10
funding.
Seconds. 10 seconds. How do we get
your funding? Dr. Randy Short is my Cash App. Dr. Randy Short is my Cash App.
There you go.
Dr. Randy Short.
God bless you. If you talk to Larry, ping me anytime soon. Tell him hi. Tell him we said hi.
I love him. I've been trying to catch him all day.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I'm hi if you
all
talk
right.
to him. All right. God bless you.
All right. Bye.
See you soon, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.